Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host tonight, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Joe Biden, God of Gold, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate to the Republican National Convention for Donald Trump. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. By the way, folks, say good evening. We had some issues at one point with some audio. If you hear any audio issues or problems, please make that noted. Make a comment on the board here for me. I don't want to be talking to myself. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to educate and enlighten. We open to prayer as always. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray for this great nation, a nation that is falling, a nation that is falling under the satanic powers of evil. The dark light is commandeering our nation. We shall not give up. We stand by you, O Lord. We pray that you help us find our way back. Help our nation find our way back. And help every individual who's not a believer come to your great loving arms. We pray these things in your glorious name, O Lord. Amen. Can we give some gratitude to some of our patrons? Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, Catherine, Rudy. We ask that all of you tell your friends about this great show. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And throw some hearts and stars and whatever else you can do. I know we've been upgraded, getting a lot of people out there, a lot of listeners, a lot of concerned people, a lot of stuff going on right now. I have a brief opening. I want to thank everyone for coming back after my hiatus last week. Well, I could not have made it. My daughter can attest to that. We had a 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. every night at the fair, county fair, Saturday through Saturday, pushing books. We had a little group of authors. We had 21 authors that actually showed up over the course of the week. I ended up selling enough of my book to be able to buy the car I needed so badly. So that kind of helped me out a bit. And just a quick pitch of the book that for most of you know, the book is Dark Water, Game Over, that I wrote, the one of them. It tells about the evil that we're in now, that a whistleblower that described all of that 4 years or 5 years ago. So if you have an interest, darkwatergameover.com. Lots of good information. It's free on the site. And there's a drop down where you can find all kinds of great information and no charge for the free information. Tell your friends about it. We're going to go over some interesting things today. It's going to be scary, so be prepared to be more scared than watching Friday the 13th. Be prepared to be more scared than watching The Exorcist. Be prepared to be scared to your bones. The things that I didn't know. It all started from our company decided, and I told you folks that if anyone came after me, that they're coming after my God, my Constitution, and I will stand behind those things. They didn't quite come after me. We're not sure yet where it's headed. Because we work at home, we may be exempt from their mandates. You know, they're mandating this stuff already, and it doesn't even go through OSHA yet. I don't understand how they can do that. But what's a mandate? How can you rule? How can you control over a country? The more I thought about it, the more I realized, you know, we never in the history of this nation had a president and a cabinet that was worshipped as God, as an idol. So I took and wrapped that up. A lot of people are looking for religious exemptions, which is kind of silly, because if you get a religious exemption to this mandate, then you've got to go and get tested every weekend, which is totally stupid. My church, the Modern Day Christian Fellowship, looked into all the avenues and realized that, you know, the fetal stem cells, that's a really weak argument. And never, that's why it's not going over. You know, I don't like seeing aborted babies, but heck, even the bread you eat and on a daily basis, the food you eat, when the Tylenol you take, all were tested with, you know, fetal cells, which is really pretty sad. Very weak argument, though, because you're looking at something that was garbage, basically. You know, God's great life taken and turned into mush, into garbage, and turned into, you know, vaccines and medicines and that sort of thing. But I guess it's better to see it turned into medicines than thrown out in the garbage can. I still don't approve of it. But I realize there's a whole other religious issue to this, and that's the religious issue of servitude. Yeah, one of my listeners requiring federal employees who telework to 100% to be vaccinated. That is ridiculous. Our company's even said that. Our company said, no, if you're teleworking, if you're working from home, you don't need that vaccine. The whole point of the vaccine is that you're not going to get other people sick. If you're quarantined at home doing your job, you're not going to get anybody sick. It's ridiculous. So that became my religious exemption platform. So for people that I, you know, give a religious exemption to, and by the way, my church is open to anyone free of charge, Modern Day Christian Fellowship, just email me if you want to be part, if you need a religious exemption, and it works. My religious exemption platform is based on the fact that we have one God we worship, one God in heaven, one ruler that rules over all of us. And if you look at it today, we're going to review how Joe Biden and his administration have become a god and an idol. They're no longer just federal representatives. When you watch the mainstream media and you look at the people that are going with this with a total faith in Fauci and in Joe Biden and the cabinet, that's no different than worshiping an idol. You're not allowed to question. You know, you're not allowed to question God. God's authority is final. And now Joe Biden and Fauci's are the same way. They're a god of gold. They're a god of gold. Now, I call them a god of gold because they're not controlled by any superpower. They are the superpower. The superpower that controls them is the capitalists. If the capitalists, if the big corporations stood up to that evil, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in with these mandates, because they just said, screw you, we're not going to follow it. But no, they worship this guy. He's their god of gold. He gives them money. The money, people live on money. States live on money. As soon as that money goes away, as soon as that gold goes away, all belief and support in God goes away. John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Psalms 143:3, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me dwell in darkness as those who've been long dead. And my favorite for this time is Galatians 4:16. I am therefore become your enemy, because am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth. That's one to remember. Galatians 4:16. See, we need to stand up to God. We need to stand up to our beliefs. Because we can't stand up to anything else. You're going to see there's no way out of this mandate. And indeed, the federal government and the state governments, at the behest of the federal government, can inject you with deadly poison. They can put you in a gas chamber. They can chain you down to the floor and beat you senseless if they feel that you're a danger to society. See, a danger to society is the key. A lot of people don't realize that eugenics in the United States never went away. In fact, eugenics was actually expanded on, and we'll go over that in a minute, because you know, I bet you didn't know that we still had eugenics. Bet you didn't know that there's only one law, Jacobson versus Massachusetts from 1905 with a smallpox epidemic that's causing all the problem we have right now, and that's taking away our rights and freedoms. And they're allowed to take away any right, any freedom, take away our Constitution, and take away our very livelihood, all that we are and all that we could be legally. I bet you didn't know that. We are living under the servitude of the God of gold. What is it to be a slave? You know, the Democrats want to abolish slavery. They said, you know, slavery should never have been. And all they talk about is the black population. Even though in years gone by, the physical slaves that were out working out in the fields and the physical labor were not just black. They were all nationalities. They were Irish. They were Russians. They were Jews. They were the Chinese. What is a slave? So servitude. Servitude is a state of being a slave or completely subject to someone more powerful. And I want you to think about that. Being a slave is completely being completely subject to someone more powerful. Are we a slave to the God of gold? Are we allowed not to follow that mandate? Are we allowed to have freedom? Servitude is a condition in which one lacks liberty, especially to determine one's course of action or way of life. Folks, we are slaves to the God of gold. Yes, Joanne, you're right. Don DeLauro. So we have a God of gold that we've defined. We can define what God is. What's a God? Let's decide if Joe Biden and his fraternity is God. It's a God of gold. Cambridge English Dictionary, a God is a spirit or being believed to control some part of the universe or life and often worshipped for doing so, or something that represents this spirit or being. Now think about that. Look at the worship of Joe Biden and his demon Fauci, Anthony Fauci. And look at how they're being worshipped to, how they're being praised. In noun form, God is a man of superior qualities that seems like a deity to other people. The material effigy that is worshipped, none other than that great syringe. The person in high position of authority, a powerful ruler, a tyrant. An impersonal, spiritual, universal, spiritual present or force. I like that one because a presence or force, a universal, you know, the deep state, what's going on is something that we can't touch. Just like we can't touch God. Except this is a dark God. We don't really know who's pulling the strings at the top, do we? Now, we know that God pulls the strings at the top. We don't know what God is other than we worship and believe and have faith in him. Society today has faith and belief in this God of gold, this impersonal and universal spiritual presence or force. God is a person or thing deified and honored as the chief good or object of supreme regard. Now think about that. Think about Fauci. Think about Joe Biden, Democratic Party. Now, why can we not accept this? Why can we not? Why do we have to fight this so hard, tooth and nail? You know, worshiping other gods is one of the most evil things in the Bible. It's one of the worst things you can possibly do to insult your God. And it's one of the reasons that I use that in my church. as the exemption. And it's funny, when I went and applied for my exemption just to be on the safe side, they're like, we need your minister to sign off on this. I said, I am the minister. Not only am I the minister, but I am the church. Eat that one. I still have to get tested if I want to go in any of our offices, but I don't have to get the jab. But I'm still thinking of going after all of this. I mean, we really need to push this somehow. We need to go after a class action, a major Supreme Court case to overturn some of these things that are causing our problems, because they're not right. Exodus 20:23, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Deuteronomy 29:26, for they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not, for whom he had not given unto them. Judges 10:13, yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods, wherefore I will deliver you no more. So, in Chronicles 28:25, and in several cities of Judah, and in every city of Judah, he made high places to burn incense unto other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Joshua 24:16, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake our Lord to serve other gods. And Deuteronomy 31:18, and I surely hide my face in that day for all evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. And finally, Deuteronomy 7:4, for they turn away from thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods, so will anger of the Lord will be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. Pretty good reasons not to worship the God of gold. Why am I so angry tonight? Why am I mean, I was trying to read that 3,000 pages of the infrastructure supplement. And when the company started going towards the same way as the others, I said, you know, I've got to pursue this one for my show, because it's so evil. What they're doing is, so they keep invoking this Jacobson versus Massachusetts 197 U.S. 11 from 1905, which basically eliminates all of your constitutional rights for the sake of the nation. Now, what I'm going to pursue here for you is a suggestion. This is where you can go against this in court. This is where we can go up against them if we can find someone to support us and fight this. Basically, in a nutshell, I'm going to read a couple bits of it, but basically, in a nutshell, this case was about a fellow that didn't want to get the smallpox vaccine. They forced him to do it. They put him in jail until he got it, after he lost his case. Basically, they're saying that police powers take effect when there's a potential danger to society from something such as a disease. But who determines what that danger is? We all see that the current situation is not as dire as the smallpox was. We see that we have other ways to approach this. And this police state for forcing people to get a vaccine is only to be invoked in the most dire of circumstances, when all else is lost, when all is lost. I want you to think about this, because I'm falling into eugenics as well, because nobody talks about eugenics. You know, eugenics, there's a couple things about eugenics. One of them is that this particular, and I've got to be careful because I don't want to invoke the wrath of the the giants out there that would put me down for my words. But eugenics is basically the same as mRNA, in that it changes the genes. We don't know the effects of it. And just because one organization says, oh, this is safe, when you still have other respected physicians and organizations saying it's not safe, how can you trust that? How can you trust that? So here's my thought. Okay, so we're in a crisis right now. Let's look at smallpox. We can talk about the past. We can't talk about the present without, you know, having black helicopters flying all around us, being flown off to Guantanamo Bay. But let's talk about smallpox. So smallpox was a real problem. And we eliminated the entire nation of Native Americans with smallpox by giving them infected blankets. So it was a bad disease. It was definitely a terrible disease. But what if they decided that being a Native American was a problem? And instead of having a jab for smallpox, they had a deadly jab that was maybe full of Clorox or some other deadly poison and said, every Native American must take this because Native Americans are, you know, don't belong on our new world. They're a hazard to us. They come after us with bows and arrows and guns. It's a hazard. It's a danger to the society, is it not? Just like they decided that people with Down syndrome back in the 20s and 30s, blacks in some cases, and others, were a danger to society because they passed on genes that were inferior. And they forced sterilization and even did, you know, other terrible things to them. That's why I'm putting these two together, see, because they're saying that that they have the authority to do this. Do they not also have the authority to kill off the population? You know, there's too many people on this planet. CDC, World Health Organization, say there's too many people. We need about 1 billion people. They said this in 1971, that a population of the world has to be limited to about 1 billion people or the planet will be destroyed. Bill Gates said that too. So we have a serious population problem, folks. We have a population that's a danger to our society, it's a danger to our world, a danger to our nation. How do we resolve that? We kill people. And it's legal. Yes, it's legal. It's 100% legal. I'm going to tell you why it's legal. Under this Jacobson versus Massachusetts 1905, talking about the police state, the police power of a state embraces such reasonable regulations relating to matters consistent completely within its territory and not affecting the other states established directly by legislative enactment and will protect the public health and safety. Now, the interesting thing is Jacobson had argued that Massachusetts law requiring mandatory vaccination was a violation of due process under the 14th Amendment, particularly the right to live and work where he will, under the precedent of Allgaier versus Louisiana in 1997, a case that found that a state law preventing certain out-of-state insurance companies from conducting business in-state was unconstitutional restriction of freedom contract under the 14th Amendment. However, it was responded to that a citizen may be compelled by force if need be. This was what the judges decided. A citizen may be compelled by force, if need be, against his will and without regard to his personal wishes or his pecuniary interests or even his religious or political convictions to take his place in the ranks of the army. Now, this is true. So it's using the army as an example that you could be recruited to the army even if your most imminent danger is presented upon this person. So they're using the army as an example. The separate questions of vaccination, state laws requiring children to be vaccinated before attending school came up in 1922 in Zook versus King. Justice Louis Brandeis and then unanimous court held that Jacobson settled that it is within the police power of a state to provide for compulsory vaccination in the case of others. Also settled that a state may, consistent with the federal constitution, delegate to a municipality the authority to determine under what conditions health regulations shall become operative. Most recently, in 2002, a federal district court declined to find exemption to mandatory vaccination laws for sincerely held religious beliefs or fundamental right of parents to make decisions concerning medical procedures for their children. This application of Jacobson in the modern age of vaccinations is a source of scholarly debate, with some arguing that the case no longer applies in an era in which vaccines like HPV are not medically necessary to prevent the spread of disease. But others maintain that Jacobson's importance today in providing ample power to protect the public health, especially with the threat of pandemics. So, when you look at things like the forced sterilization, because at one point, certain people were thought to have inferior qualities, and those genes would be passed on and damage our society. To this day, that goes on with people looking to have the markers for Down syndrome so they can kill their babies before they're born. Originated in Buck versus Bell, 1927, decided May the 2nd, 1927. Full case was Carrie Buck versus John Hendren Bell, superintendent of the state colony for epileptics and feeble-minded. Case was whether or not eugenics, whether or not forced vaccinate or forced sterilization would be permitted. So it was approved, and it was said that it was okay to do that. In fact, Americans with Disabilities Act 1990 made guaranteed protections from the federal government to people with disabilities, including the intellectually disabled, as a way of getting around that case. So while proven, those proven to be disabled or of a having something like Down syndrome are now protected under Americans with Disabilities Act, once they're proven to be so. But the law and the act is still in place. So the, you know, there's an equal protection clause where you follow procedures established by Buck versus Bell for performing involuntary sterilization. This was from 2001, the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit cited Buck versus Bell to protect the constitutional rights of a woman coerced into sterilization without procedural due process. The court stated that error and abuse will result if the state does not follow procedural requirements established in Buck versus Bell for performing the involuntary sterilization. So we're no different. We're no different than the eugenics plans of Germany. And they're allowed to, yeah, I'm trying to find, there was one piece I neglected to circle, but I'm going to paraphrase because I'm looking at my notes that I had taken. But basically, it was stated that in that 1905 decision that a person could be forced to take a vaccination regardless of, of their religious beliefs, regardless of whether it causes damage or death to that person. It says that right in there. But they're citing that the law, not a law, it's a judicial decision. I mean, our country is based on judicial decisions more than law. But it basically states that you must get that jab, whether you want it or not, whether your God wants you to have it or not, whether or not it's going to hurt you, damage you, or kill you. That's the law, folks. There are no exemptions. There is no way out. The only way out is to take back our country. We need to take our staffs and turn them into serpents against the nation. We need to cut the heart out of this God of gold and send it straight to hell where it belongs. What's going on today is the most evil thing on this planet. It's not just in the United States. Australia is probably the worst example. Australia is terrible. They're dragging people out of homes and locking them in prisons, forcing jabs in their arm, not allowing them to go grocery shopping, to live on a day-to-day basis. And yet just a year ago, they were saying that once we reach a 70%, once we reach 70% immunity, a herd immunity, which is 70% of people have the antibodies one way or the other, whether it's through the vaccine or through natural herd immunity, it will be good to go. We'll be back to normal. We're well over that right now. But all of a sudden it's changed. All of a sudden we need to be whipped and chained. Folks, I don't know where this is headed. I don't know where it's going. Frankly, I'm scared. On a personal level, I'm trying to find a class action attorney who will be able to have a big enough class to go against the federal government, overturn that 1905 edict. It's being unjust, illegal, and unconstitutional. I don't know if I'll find that attorney. We want to fight like hell, tooth and nail. We all need to pass that word. We need to pass the word that we can be chained down, have a jackboot stuck across our neck and a needle jabbed in our arm, whether we want it or not. We can be pulled from our homes and isolated in quarantine. And it's not in violation of the laws of the golden God. No one should have that kind of power or authority, no matter how dangerous the situation becomes. Now, back in the Civil War, the North and the South were fighting. It was a hazard to our nation. We could have lost our entire nation in that Civil War. Nobody stopped it. Because that was the nature and the path. There were a lot more deaths in the Civil War than there have been in any epidemic or any pandemic. You know, the war against England was a danger, a hazard to us. We fought it, we won. And over 200 years later, we've lost the battle. Not only were we taxed more than if we were taxed by the British, but our rights have all but vanished. You know, I don't know. And, you know, Joanne, I don't know. One of my best listeners and dearest friends is on, listening to my podcast. That's why we need to get more people. We need to get as many people as you can listening to these things. We need to get thousands and thousands of people, friends, your neighbors. Just tell them, look, you know, there's a guy out there telling you like it is. There's a lot of us telling it like it is. You got to hear it. Donald Trump's still telling it like it is. As it says in the Bible, God gave them ears, but they do not listen. God gave them eyes, but they do not see. And why is that? I want you to go back to the beginning of the topic, with the God of gold. Do we question God as we're if we believe in God? We follow God. We praise God. We follow God's path. Is that not what two-thirds of this nation is doing right now? They've left the church. They've left God. They're down in the valley at the bottom of that mountain. They're down at the valley at the bottom of that mountain. They're fornicating, jumping around, carousing, and building their God of gold. How do you change that other than to have God come down and destroy it all like he did in the days of Moses? I don't know, but we have to fight. We have to bring more people into the fold, folks. When I saw that they can take you, strap you down, put whatever they want in your arm, whether you want it or not, and whether or not it's going to kill you, suddenly I realized that they can kill anyone they want if they feel they're a hazard to society. Maybe they decided people that supported Donald Trump have mental disease, need to be strapped down and sedated for the rest of their lives. They legally can do that. Legally. And it's not even in the Constitution, folks. With the right of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And yet in the laws, in that 1905 court case, they say the Constitution doesn't matter if the public health is at stake. And therein lies the problem. The Constitution of the United States of America should never be overridden under any circumstances by anyone. We need to get some people in office, in the Congress, to overturn and overthrow this garbage. We need to get some people with, pardon the phrase, if it offends you, some balls. We need to stand up and shout. We need to not be afraid. You know, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get myself in trouble. I'm scared of that. I really am. You know, we have a really great host that provides this channel. But you know where I'm going. I mean, you know things that happened back in January. There were some brave people out there. There were some brave people that stood up, that spoke up. We lost. We lost the battle. We won a couple wars, but we lost the battle. We need to find another way to stand up. We need to find a way to push through people in the Congress that can do something about this, that can stand up and fight back, that are not afraid. We need people that won't bow down and won't apologize for what's right. You know, I'll be the first one to say Black Lives Matter was far worse than the January 6th, quote, insurrection, unquote. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to apologize for anything I say. I don't care who loves it or who hates it. What I say is said for the world to hear. If I say it, it's what I believe in. It's what I believe in. And I will not back down. And that's the problem with politicians. Oh, Coca-Cola is not going to give me any money. I won't get reelected. I don't care. You're supposed to represent the people, idiots. I'm tired of it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. And I'm just patiently waiting until after the November elections to put my name in for the Congress again. I'm waiting for November because I've got another pitch in for the town council. I'm not sure if I'm going to get that or not, but I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to try to get in there because someone's got to get up there and someone's got to speak up. Not one Republican, not one Libertarian, not one conservative of any party or no party is standing up to this. And God forbid this infrastructure bill passes. God forbid. You don't realize just how terrible, how much it's going to destroy what's left of America. I'm buying a lot of oil stock, though. Oil prices are going to go up in the next few years. Gas is going to be $10, $15 a gallon. My oil stock is going to be worth a lot of money. I did the same with my electric company. I bought the electric company stock. Now the electric company pays my electric bill. That's the way to do it. Two can play at this game, right? Never thought of that, did you? Buy the company. You got a problem with buy the company. Then, you know, all your stuff is free. But you're going to see gas prices triple. Natural gas has already doubled. Nobody's going to be able to heat in the winter. Nobody's going to be able to drive their cars. Electric cars are useless. The new infrastructure promotes electric cars. It will destroy any chance of getting a decent infrastructure. And there's a great article in my science magazine that I read. That's science again. And the Democrats like science, right? Basically said that the party is going the wrong way. Pushing the electric vehicles, the battery vehicles. And they should be pushing hydrogen because hydrogen can be generated for free and transported. They know what's right. I mean, the Democrats say they want to follow science. What are they doing? They're not following science. God help us all. And now I think I'm going to go take some blood pressure pills and get a nap because I need it right now. I don't know where we're headed. I don't know what next week's going to bring. We will be here. I thank all my wonderful supporters, the people that show up every week. You know, God sees that. God sees that you have an interest. And this is, you know, this is the forum where we want to follow God's word. And if we do, we'll be in great shape, but nobody's doing it. And our God, not the God of gold. So there's some food to think about until next week's podcast. Life is changing. The world is changing so fast that I can't even plan the topic for next week. But I will be here every week except Fair Week, pretty much, because Fair Week is all week long. And, you know, if you ever get to Pennsylvania, the Bloomsburg Fair is one of the most fantastic fairs in the entire country. That and the Ohio State Fair I really like too. A lot of it's really phenomenal fairs. And you know, here's one last, I'm going to tell you one last thing. Now I was at this fair all week. We had 350,000 people come through that fair. I was working inside a building, crowded, jammed with people. I shook hands. I hugged women and men and everybody that was coming to say hi to me, like politicians, and I kissed babies. No one's mentioned anything about super spreader. No one's mentioned anything about anything being spread through that entire fair. Think about that. 250,000 people and no one got sick. Think about that. Food for thought for next week. And throw me some hearts and stars and some love and we'll be here again next week as long as you keep showing up. Thanks again. God bless every one of you. Spread the word and get us some more listeners. Have a great, great, wonderful evening and a wonderful week ahead. God bless. Thanks, Joanne. Thanks, Anna. And God bless everyone. And good night. Take care. Till next week.